Europe's economic troubles have spilled out into the streets in Greece and other countries. Workers are angry because government budget cuts designed to fight the debt and budget deficit are reducing services, hurting salaries and pensions, and eliminating jobs. But France, Germany, and other wealthy European nations are reluctant to take on the burden of bailing out euro partners that have been less careful about financial regulation, government spending, and tax collection. Professor Ian Begg at the London School of Economics.
In a way, it's a game of chicken that's going on with the leaders of the creditor countries saying we want Greece to do more, and Greece saying we can't do any more because we're being squeezed so much that our populations are rebelling, and in any way we must have economic growth, otherwise we can't continue.
But it's not just Greece. These are Spanish protesters. And these are in Italy, as the Italian Parliament voted to adopt an austerity plan. In Britain, a European Union member that kept its own currency, the impact of the euro crisis on workers has been cushioned, but people are still worried.
It seems already to have had an effect on our economy, and it seems as if it's likely to have an even greater effect, you know, if it gets worse.
I think there's an interdependency, regardless whether it's in or out. It's all interconnected, regardless whether it's Britain's inside the euro or not.
You've got the current problems, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And though we're part of it and we've got the barrier, we're not in the monetary part of it, it's going to affect us as sure as night falls day.
This woman recently lost her job, and she blames the financial crisis.
We shouldn't have got to this point. Steps should have been taken a lot earlier to keep the banks curtailed and to make sure that the overloaning or overlending wasn't happening.
European finance ministers have agreed on the outlines of a plan to bail out the countries with the most unmanageable debts. And while success is not assured, Ian Begg thinks speculation about a eurozone breakup is unfounded, at least for now.
It's certainly a concern that all of this may lead to a collapse of the euro. But you find it expressed as a concern much more by what's known in the trade as the Anglo-Saxons, the Brits and the Americans, than by continental Europeans, who simply don't believe that it's a credible option.
The next decision point for European finance ministers comes in October, when they must decide whether to go ahead with their bailout plan. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.